If you're hostile, it's probably more fear than real anger.
Dealing with any kind of family or social rejection can be really hard to deal with. And I think that's something that we see reflected in the high number of teen suicides over the last number of months.
Most people are uncomfortable when they don't know or think they don't know.
Very often when these youth come out to their families, they have to leave home, either because it's very uncomfortable to stay there or their parents asked them to leave. And they then are homeless and have no support.
As you probably know, over the last few weeks, there have been a string of suicides. We think more than 5 or 6 young gay men, most of them high school students, have committed suicide.
Right now, you can be fired from your job or evicted from your apartment for being gay or for being transgender. So I'm working to try and change that.
These three women discuss the hardships that LGBT youth face today. They work to find ways the Anchorage community can better support LGBT youth. Shelby Carpenter is the LGBT Public Policy Director for American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. ACLU works toward equality through public education, political advocacy, and litigation. Carpenter's own personal experience allows her to empathize with LGBT youth.
What sorts of obstacles do the LGBT youth face?
I think that a really big issue is just really getting support from friends and family members. I know that's something that I personally struggled with when I was younger, when I was growing up, and I've watched any number of my friends struggle with.
Is Anchorage a safe place for the LGBT youth?
That's an interesting and tough question, and I think that's something that for anyone really depends a lot on their personal experiences. I'm sure there are some LGBT youth who have incredibly supportive families and friends here in Anchorage who are doing just great, and I'm have no doubt that there are any number of homeless LGBT youth here in Anchorage. So I think it really depends a lot on personal experiences. So it's something hard to make a blanket statement on, but I think that there's some opportunities for progress in terms of making our community welcoming for LGBT youth.
Whether it's advice from a counselor, encouragement through a club, or a personal discussion with a person on the phone, Anchorage's support system for LGBT youth continues to grow. Barbara Clark is a counselor at West Anchorage High School.
What sort of advice would you give LGBT students who are depressed, suicidal, etc.?
Find some supportive people. If you're seriously clinically depressed, you need to let somebody know and get some professional help. But if you're stressed and feeling like, you know, there's nowhere to go in the world, there are some incredible resources right here in town. See if your high school has a gay-straight alliance. If it doesn't, it's not that hard to start a club, and you could do it. We have a gay-straight alliance, and it's actually, I think we're in about our 9th year. Of course, you don't have to be gay to be a member of the club. It's open to everybody. We never ask anybody what their orientation is, but we think we're about probably 60-40, just as a guess.
GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, provides 4 steps schools can take to help prevent LGBT bullying and harassment. Step 1, adopt a comprehensive anti-bullying policy that spells out what kind of qualities, like race or sexual orientation, makes people want to bully someone. 2, require staff trainings to better handle bullying issues. 3, support student efforts. 4, institute age-appropriate seminars or classes that will inform students how to better understand and respect differences. The Gay and Lesbian Community Center is a nonprofit that envisions a world where all people are free to express and be proud of their sexual and gender identities. Phyllis Rhodes is a staff volunteer at the center.
We have a list of gay-friendly counselors on our website that we refer people to. We'll look it up for them. And taped to the very top of all of our monitors is the business card for the Alaska, it's called the Caroline Crisis Intervention. And we all have that number very prominent, so we can give that to individuals.
For those who need to talk to someone, the center has a helpline.
It is a telephone line that's answered every night by a real-life person from 6 to 11. And it is mostly a resource and reference information line. We do lend a friendly listening ear, but we are not counselors.
The Gay and Lesbian Community Center's hotline is 907-258-4777 or 808-901-9876. For more resources, check out identityinc.org. Or Carpenter recommends calling the Trevor Project, a 24-hour crisis line for LGBT youth at 1-866-488-7386. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Michelle Peross.